Hello, and welcome to Travel Weekend Tonight. I'm your host, Robin, and in this show, I'd like to introduce you to the Transborderers. Boundary-crossing adventurers who provide services and goods to help travellers travel on the borders and become transborderers too. Some of them work independently and will never meet their customers in real life, while others, in order to integrate transnational resources and share information more efficiently, have gone so far as to develop corporate operations and form alliances with companies from other regions. It's difficult work and extremely complex. So what is it that keeps driving them to travel these boundaries? What is the belief that allows them to work so tirelessly? To answer these questions and find out more, let's today please welcome our guest Tom, who works as an account manager in the travel department at Transborder, a leading transborder company. Tom, welcome.
Thank you, Robin, for inviting me. Hello, everyone.
Great to meet you. The company you work for, Transborder, seems to be made up of so many intricate departments and sectors and offers a range of services that go far beyond the scale of any average enterprise. Perhaps to help our audience understand your work, you could maybe begin by telling us a little bit more about your company.
Yeah, certainly. Transborder, as the name suggests, deals with all border crossing and transcreation related needs. Our service covers everything, forgery of travel documents, anonymous exchange of foreign currencies, postal delivery, and the provision of border travel guides, and much more, as well as the China-India border. We also offer our service in countries including Nepal, France, Switzerland, Netherlands, Belgium, USA, and so on. Before the global financial crisis, we helped the Transborders get one-way ticket from India to Taipei. But this service didn't sell well, so we gave up the Taiwanese market and focused back on border in Europe, US, and Indochina.
Yes, I think it's fair to say that 2008 was a pretty difficult time for many around the world. I guess the market shift caused by 2008 must have created a very different atmosphere for your company. What important decisions did Transborder take after 2008?
In 2010, we took the big decision to start collaboration with border companies in Africa in order to develop new transbordering routes for opening up the number of choices available to our clients. In the past, we could only depart from the China area, staying briefly in India, and then transferring at Bangkok International Airport before heading to Europe. Now, thanks to our new North African transfer stations, Indian transborders have the option to join Muslim transbordering groups sailing across the Mediterranean Sea to South Europe before boarding trains that take them to their final destinations. The cheaper costs make this route especially popular among the youngsters.
Wow, that does sound like a really big change, but it also sounds like you've adapted pretty well. I'm wondering, what kind of setup does Transborder have to run such an operation?
Well, our aim is to serve our customers flexibly and confidentially. There are two offices in India and Thailand. In the customer service office in India, we provide short-term thinking and dancing courses for the travelers who wish to develop a new skill to prosper in Europe. In the Thailand office, we operate both a hotel and salon. Travelers from India who are waiting for the flight, guides and border businessmen traveling back to India from other countries can also relax and enjoy their time over there. In addition to providing short-term Japanese and Korean training courses, the Thailand Customer Service Center also provides makeup and hair design trainings or adequate classes so that female transporters can quickly integrate into the social environment of their destination.
Well, there really is a lot going on. How do you manage to keep all that organized?
How to say? Yeah, everyone who works at the transporter keeps in touch through social media platforms to provide spontaneous and highly integrated cross-departmental service to our clients. My department mainly deals with cross-border remittance and foreign currency transactions during border travel. Our exchange rates are far more favorable than banks. We put a great deal of effort into protecting privacy. We also accept virtual currency transactions.
Wow, that's a pretty complex organization you have there. Tom, could you perhaps describe for us who your typical clients might be?
Of course. Our clients include people who need to purchase large amounts of foreign currency anonymously.
Mm.
Chinese investors in India or travelers being supported by their families stranded back in China. By buying US dollar at low prices and with our anonymous services, we earn foreign exchange differences and assist our clients to convert their asset flexibly.
Indeed. And it seems that your clients certainly like you. I've noticed that since you became an account manager in Transborder's travel department, you've more than doubled the average monthly sales for financial products in a single month. What's the secret to your success?
I have to admit that in the beginning, I only had a little bit more knowledge about financial products than most people. What really helped me to overcome the challenge of this job was the valuable experiences I gained when I used to run a pirated DVD company.
Could you tell me a bit more about that experience?
Yeah, sure. In 2008, I began downloading an enormous amount of Chinese movies and soap operas, burned them into DVDs, and then sold them to the transporters who were born in China but lived in India at the moment. There was a well-developed network among the transporters because there weren't many shops run by transporters back then, and I enjoyed making friends. My pirate DVD shop became kind of transit stop for transporters to exchange commodities, and these people now become my clients.
Well, I mean, that sounds like a really fun experience. So what was it that made you give up your own business and join the transporter company?
How to say? It was partly religious decision. When I was young, my parents taught me to help those who need help the most. Transporters' main profit does not come from the service fee or small amounts we receive from currency exchange. Actually, most of our commodities are there to help transporters to improve their quality of life, making sure money and deposits arrive safely, delivering mail between transporters and their families stranded in China area. I think my job is both challenging and meaningful. This was the reason that I closed my piracy business and have since devoted myself to this job.
Yeah, well, I guess it's always great when work can be meaningful. It does seem, though, that as a transporterer, there are still many inconveniences in life. As a transporterer yourself, what do you think is the greatest challenge that you face in this job?
I would say it has to be the difficulty of creating a good balance between my career and my family.
Yeah, that must be quite difficult.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to stay long-term in India, for example, our real estate purchases have to be done through agents. There are also fewer educational institutions for transporters. And these institutions are located mostly in specific cities, so families have to move frequently. Because of my job, I'm often on business trip and have less opportunity to be with my family.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. My daughter was born just this year, and my wife and I have had a hard time figuring out daughter's future education.
Mm.
After a long discussion, we decided to invest in the new generation transporter education project and send our daughter out of India to live in France.
Wow.
I asked my company for me to be relocated, and now they have given me permission to work from there. In another 3 years, I will be reunited with my family in Paris.
I'm sure you really can't wait for that moment to happen. Tom, it really sounds like a difficult job. What kind of people do you think would be able to do this job well?
I think with proper training, anyone can be competent enough to do this job. But only the ones who know how to connect with people and who really enjoy being with people can be the best.
I see. So connections and connecting are important. Tom, before we run out of time, as a transborderer and a father who loves his family and a successful account manager, could you perhaps provide a few words of encouragement for anyone else who might want to embark upon their own journey?
Yeah, surely, my pleasure. In this world, most things can be bought with money.
Mm.
With transborder, you can be American, French, or a Nepali. You can be named Lin Maimun, Elizabeth, or Sita. And you can also have numerous travel documents allowing you to pass through government inspections at any border control. But experiences cannot be bought. Transgress towards your brave new life.
Transgress indeed. Tom, thank you so much for joining us today. Okay, wasn't that great? Unfortunately, though, that's all the time we have this week. As always, if you're interested in traveling on the boundaries with us, be sure to tune into Travel Weekend Tonight next time, when we will be speaking to the director of Transborder's Thailand office. To send us on our way, though, let's take a listen to Spring Walk, the latest single from Ava, a wonderful singer and a fellow transborderer. See you next weekend.